Now, to continue, we went back to Cape Town, and I started my music school and did very well, and I gradually became known as South Africa's King of Jazz. I was the top man. I had a dance band, played at all the important dances, and one of the most important engagements I got was when the Prince of Wales was on his world tour. He was in Cape Town, and I was given the engagement of playing at the private party for His Royal Highness.
Were you teaching at the school?
Yes.
And administering?
Yes.
How did it work? I mean, was it a few musicians who taught?
No. I had a couple of assistants.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you about this dance that I played at Government House. The Earl of Athlone was the Governor General. That was still when South Africa was still part of the Commonwealth. It was one of the dominions, although it had independence, like Australia and Canada. And I was ushered into this beautiful living room, and while I was playing discreet tunes, the Prince of Wales came up to me and said in that sort of hesitant way, you know, they all stuttered very slightly, all the men in the British royal family. He said, I have been taking tap dancing lessons from Mr. Astaire in London. I wonder if you would mind playing Ain't Misbehaving for me. So I naturally sat down and started playing it. And so forth. And to everybody's horror, he got up in the middle of the dance floor and started doing his tap dancing routine. Now, here was the heir to the British throne, tap dancing. Well, I couldn't stop. So I played one chorus and then stopped. And fortunately, he didn't fall on his face because he was slightly drunk. He was drunk most of the time. Came at the piano and said, thank you very much. And then he lapsed into a chair and a whiskey and soda appeared from somewhere. And he stayed there for the rest of the time.
How was his
dancing? I don't really remember. He tap danced, you know. He went... But I could feel the shock of horror that went through this assemblage as he was dancing. Anyway, I ran this...
That was in when?
That was 1925.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
then...
So a young man of 19 running a music school?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Did it seem kind of heady at the time?
No, there was a demand for that, and everybody asked. They wanted to learn to play syncopation, as they called it. I had a mail order course. I had phonograph records with it. And I worked it into quite a business. I did very well. And my dance band, and I used to play on the radio. And in 1930, I took a trip over to London and saw all the marvelous shows. I heard Chrysler. It was a wonderful theatrical season. I saw Evergreen with Jesse Matthews, heard the Budapest Quartet, heard Chrysler at the Albert Hall, Menuhin, he was a boy of 16 at the time. I saw Sir Gielgud, as a young man of 21, about playing Hamlet. It was a famous role of his. What was his name? Sir Gerald de Maurier, and Noel Coward, and Jesse, not Noel Coward, and Gertrude Lawrence. I saw them on the second night at the one of the theatres in London. They did Private Lives, and Noel Coward also had Bittersweet was running in London.
He visited London once or something?
Yes, no, that once. Oh, we went to London, we were in London for a couple of days before we went down to Bournemouth.
Yes, fine.
You see, you know, when... Yes, after the war.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, as soon as my money was over, I'd catch the boat train at Waterloo and take the ship down back to Cape Town. There was no planes in those days. I mean, there were planes, but there was no civilian travel by plane.